I never really like tried to find someone. I kind of just like always just, like happened.
That's pretty cool.
It's got flex.
They love people are happy. You're not looking for it, and I'm like, now I'm looking for it.
Yeah, same. I'm actively looking for it. I'm like,
are you on the apps?
Yeah, but it's
what app?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Oh, okay, we're doing the thing.
New job, America. Yeah.
Sorry to fuck up the flow.
No. We are rolling though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love your jug of water. It's enormous.
Yeah, it's really, the thing is, like, I have such bad ADHD that sometimes, like, I'll get to the end of the day and, like, pull up to a club and, like, get a glass of water and be like, this is the first water I've had all day. And this is, like, so like, shiny. And like, I was just, it'll, like, this is my eye roll. Like, yeah.
You need, like, jingle bells on it.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
No, ADHD is like so embarrassing. You're like, it has to be shiny. But it doesn't. It has the little like 8 a.m., 10 a.m. like little marker. Oh, so you're like supposed to drink the whole thing every day.
Well, yeah. Thank God you have a job where every night people literally just have to go raw yay you to keep you in.
That's the only jingle bells on the, the only thing that, forces you to.
Yeah.
Wait, so what's your day job?
I don't have a day job right now.
Okay.
I think you should be, you're just saying stand-up, right?
Stand-up. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah. But do you have to, like, I really am, like, not in shape right now. And even then, I'm like, okay, so I could, like, forget to drink water. But I'm like, if you're working out the way you're working out, you have to, like, you just have to, like, eat 24/7 to, like, keep up with that?
Well, it depends. For this...
Is that a rude question?
No, not at all. Like, I always saw how much I weigh 24 hours a day. I mean, it's like,
I'm
super, I'm super obsessed with my number weight. But it's mainly because of my competitions. Like, I usually don't give a shit. Like, anytime I have a fight, I'll gain like 15 pounds the next month. Like, after maybe because I take a break. So
it's kind of a flex to be like, I care for vanity, I care for fighting.
So like, I know exactly how much I weigh at all times. So I was supposed to fight August 30th, and that ended up getting canceled. This whole thing, they couldn't find me an opponent, whatever. But I was supposed to be 147 for that fight. And then I had gained a lot of weight this summer because I love to eat. And I go out and we eat. We're night owls. We eat at night. And I love food. I love to snack. I love candy. I have zero self-control when it comes to food. Unless I'm having a fight on the schedule, which is like, then I'm like fucking ripped for like a month. And then it goes away. Like, my body changes so fast, frequently.
I'm like bipolar with weight.
Yeah.
I've gone from being super skinny to super fat like several times in my life.
Yeah, me too.
I never go like... Okay, down the middle with
that. I'm a former fatty.
Oh, I'm also a former fat. Which, we're big former fat fans.
I'm an aspiring former fat.
No, so I have lost a ton of weight, and like my weight fluctuates, but I never got back to being my fat self.
The closest I've been in a while. I've been really just living it. So, in a relationship, I'm kind of just letting it rip.
So I was supposed to be like 147 for August, like that didn't happen. I got a fight like out of nowhere. Literally, they called me Sunday that they want to fight on Friday. And I was like, sure, but what weight do I have to be? Because I'm not my fight weight. Because I had 3 more weeks originally. And they're like, you just have to be around 154. I get on the scale. I'm 154.5. Oh my God, I'll take the fight. Damn. So I was like, it worked out just perfectly for me. Because I was already just happened to be the weight of the fighter. Like, so that's kind of how it goes. Like, so it's funny because I had to get my physical updated. And I got to the nurse's office. And she's come to see weight like 154. And she's like, get on, and this is 157. And I was like, I have clothes on, I have a hijab on, I have leggings on, I'm 154, bitch. And she was like, okay, it's your old bad 154, so scared. Yeah. I was like, I know how much I weigh.
They must be used to that happening like 5 times a day in the New Jersey.
But it wasn't because like,
you're so scared. You know the fuck I weigh.
It wasn't vain. She had to write down my physical how much I weighed. And I'm like, I have to be 154. Like, write down 154.
Yeah.
And then she was like, kind of scared, and she wrote it down.
Holy shit. What kind of, so you already, you're a comedian, you have podcasts.
Yeah.
What got you into like boxing?
So funny. As a former fatty, I gained weight even more because I broke my foot.
Damn.
And then I got it from my calves, but then I broke my foot again a week later.
What'd you break your foot doing?
The first time I broke my foot, I felt running up the stairs. running up the stairs.
Oh,
and I broke my foot. And then I broke my foot again, falling out of the bus. So I was wearing flip flops and it was raining and right before I was wet. I know, I just have bad luck.
Are we talking like high school?
No, I'm talking about like 2019.
Oh shit,
2019.
Yeah.
So I had gained a lot of weight.
Okay.
Because I was already fat and then I was home and then COVID came. And I was
COVID fucked me up. Like I was always like a little chubby and then COVID like fucked me up, dude.
So then I got like.
No one was like Super Saiyan, whatever your demon is. It's kind of impressive. You're like, let's see how far we can take this thing.
And then I'm just like.
It's like gambling, shirtless, drunk in the middle of the day. Just trying to feel something.
It was awful.
It was truly a nightmare.
And then everyone was like, Nina, you gained so much. That's what my grandma, she's like, you gained so much weight. And I was like, Jesus.
You remember our family's I just got done hanging out with my mom, and she probably brought up that I was fat almost 5-6 times.
Are you seriously?
Of course.
What's the side for it?
Oh, well, that's not it. You just be like, you know, just fat. You literally, there's nothing, there's literally no way to, like, be cobbly, do all sign language is, like, very blunt.
Yeah.
So, like, my mom was having a conversation with my girl, because my mom was, like, you know, on the beach, she's getting hammered, she starts talking about, like, you know, his dad never did anything, life sucks. Oh, and she points to my girlfriend, she's like, what do I mean, anything bad ever happened to you? So my personality makes more sense in junction with, because a lot of sign language is very, like, cut to the point. It's like, I go to the store.
Mm.
So it's like, and also think about, like, everyone's ignoring you all the time and not really talking to you. When you have a chance to talk to somebody, you're, like, gonna say something. You have no time for small talk, you know?
Yeah. So I got really insecure, and I was just like, oh my god, like, I don't like the way I look.
I get too skinny, then they're like, you're too skinny. You truly can't.
Which is funny, because that's exactly what the fuck happened.
That's literally,
because on my first bite, terrible. I got down to like 140, which is super thin for me.
Yeah.
And it was, oh, you're too skinny now. I'm like, but you know what sucks? I lost the weight naturally, like boxing, and then Ozempic came out, I'm like, at least I just got it so
easy. Yeah. I doing a dance. Maddie, why aren't you sponsored by Ozempic yet? Maddie's on the O.
I'm on Zepbound, but like same thing basically, yeah. I honestly would love to get sponsored by it, because I talk about it. Like, I'm like, I know.
You're on the O, Ozempic with like two O's.
So what's funny is, like, I took Ozempic all of July.
Oh, really?
Not 1 pound lost.
Really?
Not 1 pound loss. I took it for 5 consecutive Sundays.
What?
And I bought it from Mexico.
Oh, baby.
So when I was on, you're on like a low dose for a month that doesn't really do anything, but it gets your body adjusted. And then you go up to double that dose, and then you're supposed to start losing weight.
Because I just wanted to lose the weight for my flight for August. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to lose weight. And I was on it for weeks, and I didn't do it, so I just stopped taking it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And then I had my fight. I didn't have to lose any weight. It was all for nothing.
Damn.
It was all for nothing.
Is there a moment when you're injecting the drugs, it's like, maybe I should just, like, go for a walk?
No. Like, I just feel... So my body is really hard to, like... I feel like my body stabilized at the weight and liked, and no matter how much I was working out, it didn't move.
Mm.
Like, I wasn't
getting... Well, I think you have a lot of muscle in the box, too.
I do. So, like... I just wasn't losing any weight anymore. So I'm like, fuck it, I need to do something. So I did. I was that big, and it's not 1 pound lost.
Damn. Did you have any bad side effects?
No.
Like, hard to fight?
Nothing.
It was just like...
It did nothing. Water. Did nothing to me.
Damn.
Nothing good, nothing bad.
Yeah, it's like someone sold you like a bad edible or something.
Yeah,
you double triple up with the
Ozempic. Maybe I bought something fake. Like, I don't know, because there's no, like.
God, there's gotta be a lot of Canal Street, like, fake Ozempic.
There has to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because also, I didn't have any negative side effects. People were like, oh, you're gonna get nauseous and you're gonna, like, that didn't help me either.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Maybe it's a fake
or something, yeah.
Have you had negative side effects? So just getting a bunch of free shit? Just been buying you drinks all the time?
I
lost like 20 pounds on my own.
Oh, wow.
I lost like 10 pounds on Ozempic.
Okay.
Thanks, girl, Zepbound. So, like, yeah, but it's been like real game changer, too. Because, like, I definitely had like some kind of like big GA. Like, I was going to like Overeaters Anonymous stuff. I was like a therapy for it. It was like, dude, it was just like not fucking budging. Even when I was like,
I love binge eating.
Right? It's kind of the best.
Yeah.
When you like diet for like 4 days straight, and then you're just like, I'm gonna eat 2 sleeves of Oreos.
And you're like, what am I gonna do?
I'd be the opposite of being unhealthy. I'll just be absolutely eating like shit for a week, and then you have like a salad, and you're like, well, I'm sure.
It's like doing drugs, but instead of scary, it's cozy.
Yes, I will say I'm very happy though, because I did take training really seriously this summer, and I was like really watching what I was eating, and I'm eating gluten for like weeks. Talk about self control. I should deserve a fucking award for this type of fucking self control I've been exhibiting. So I was really eating like super clean, super healthy, portion control. After my flight, I'm like, fuck this, I'm gonna have to binge session. I got so sick.
Dude, I'm gonna say, when you've not been sick, then you try to go back. Sick. You, like, your stomach can't.
And I didn't even eat that bad. I had, like, I ordered, like, pizza, and I ordered sushi, and I had, like Nerds clusters. Like, I went to, like, a 7-Eleven and got, like, a bunch of, like, of my old, and I was vomiting from it. So, yeah, because yeah, I'm not used to eating like that anymore. And I was just,
sounds pretty good. Like, sushi?
It was, I was enjoying it while I was eating it, but it made me so physically sick. I'm like, yeah. Oh, is this what we shouldn't be eating?
No, totally. When you eat healthy for a while, you eat, like, fast food, you're like, I think I'm poisoned. You're
like, I feel like I poisoned myself.
Yeah, but then you feel like, see, when you feel like shit all the time, you don't know, it's kind of the zit. So if you're gonna eat fast food, you should do it 24/7.
Yeah,
100%. You're like, you're not even aware. You should be like thinking clearly and have energy and stuff like
that. Dude, I keep finding out that I'm vitamin D deficient. All of the
time, every Muslim woman has vitamin D deficiency because we're all covered from the sun. So I take one vitamin D pill per week.
Oh,
that's really strong.
Yeah, but I'm also on the one per week thing, because I think
it fucks your stomach up though. If you take it without weeks, it's really strong.
Oh yeah, I noticed that. I took it one time without the stomach, and I was like,
you can't be doing the mind stomach.
You like gag and stuff.
And I think like a lot of people who live in cities too are, because it's like, even though you get sunlight, it's like, one, we're all night owls, so that hurts it. And then also, like, if it's indirect sunlight, for, you know, I'm not trying to pull your Irving here and be like, here's the science. But what I've heard is, like, if there's indirect sunlight coming off a building, it's not as good as like just fucking being in the sun.
Also, sun's absorbed from the top of your head. Whoa. And I wear a hijab. I have like real bad vitamin D deficiency.
Oh. Does the pill though, it like, you're good, you feel good?
You look good, everything's solid, probably.
Yeah. I'm such a mess, because I'm also on like a lot of like anxiety meds.
Totally. Which ones have we talked? Where's the big anxiety?
That was also a lot of the problem with like my weight loss.
Totally.
Oh, because the anxiety meds.
So, like, no matter how much I was working out, my weight, my body was like, I like this way to stop. Mind you, I'm working out 2 hours a day.
Damn.
Holy shit.
Intense sweating, sparring, like so bad, like you could squeeze my bra and like water is coming out.
And you still weren't losing
weight. I wasn't losing it, and I think it's because of the medication that I was
on. I'm on the Zoloft, and I like to do that for me. Before.
So bad. I'm really sensitive to like, and that's why I think
the first time I took Prozac, actually, I went to the ER because I started profusely sweating. My pupils were, I was like, am I allergic to stability? Like, I sweat. And I literally was like, what is happening to me? They're like, that's some of the side effects. When I can't do that,
so, like, come back to being any suicidal. Side effects that like a medication has, I get the side effects. So that's why, like, I know those epicles. That Mexican dealer fucked me, and I'm telling you.
When did you go on some sort of like?
Yeah, well, like, get it from Mexico, and like, I ordered it like on Domino's, and they sent it in like a little case, and it was a whole thing. It was really cool. I'm like, my dad, I gotta go to jail. I felt like Walter White.
And wait, where did you? Or it was like a dark web thing?
No, or it was like that, it wasn't even a dark web thing. It was like the Google.com. Like, it was.
You
like,
gotta go dark web for it, your was drugs. Google, no wonder it didn't work.
It was Google Chrome. Like, I don't. It did nothing for me, but I take Lexapro.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I'm real bad with it though, because I'll stop for a few weeks and then
just to keep things interesting.
And then I'll go.
I'll like forget for a few days and then be like, why do I feel like I want to fucking die? And then I'm like, oh yeah, it's been 2 days. It's like,
well, so it's cool bad. That you have a problem and a solution.
Thank God. It's so much worse to be like, what's wrong? And you're like,
who knows? Just
the vibes.
Yeah.
The vibes are off.
Yeah.
The
vibes are off.
That's why I'm really hoping vitamin D comes through for me. I'm reading that to be what all of this is.
Do you think the medication has a correlation with your weight?
The Prozac? I've been on Prozac since I was in like 8th grade.
Okay.
So I don't think, not huge.
It thing, is but tough to be like, you're at 8th, like, what were you crying over? Like, what are you like? You lose a game attack? Like, what the fuck happens in 8th grade where you're like, get the heavy drugs? There's like a mixture, right? Because I think like antidepressants are very like important. I think people should take them, but there's like people that's like, we get you started in 8th grade, and then there's like adults that like, I've survived the war, nothing's wrong with me.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I mean? Yeah.
It's like there's gotta be an in between.
Yeah, Mine was, I was having like panic attacks every night and like sleeping for like 3 hours. Yeah. And I started fucking up my digestive system.
You got the street cred. Maddie's got the mental on the street cred.
But I really, one of those things where I was like, what was wrong? And you're like, objectively, nothing. It was all nature, no nurture. Like, literally, my life was fine. My body was like, you're going to die right
now. It's a big autobiography,
Maddie. On Friday.
You said what?
I had a panic attack right before my show.
Ooh.
Yeah, how does that feel? Like, before...
It was my first panic attack. That was my...
Oh, sorry.
It was my... No, not panic attack, panic attack life.
Oh.
I've been having panic attacks since I came out of the womb, girl. I'm talking about right before my flight. And it was hard because, like, I couldn't take anything because I'm, like, it's going to make me drowsy. It's sleepy, so I'm just up a Xanax and I'm fine.
Before a fight?
No. When I'm in
flight. Oh, yeah, you lose the fight automatically. You're standing there like, what are we even fighting about, man?
It was my sixth fight. So I don't know why this happened because it never happened any time before. And I kind of just, like, talked to myself out of it. And I'm like, I have no choice but to snap out of it because I'm, like, and I just snapped out of it. And then I knocked her out. I was like, you're around. But you could tell between the first round and the second round, I was not okay in the first round. And my coach was like, you're fighting really sloppy. You're not in the street. Like, get it. Cause I just started like brawling instead of like actually like,
there's like a form to it.
Yeah. And yeah. I kind of like lost cause I wasn't thinking straight.
Right.
Like, was the panic attack like about something like anticipating the pain or like the pressure of the fight?
I think it was like, because the fight I had before this, I lost. I can't lose another fight. Like, two in a row, I'm gonna kill myself. Like, I know that sounds dramatic, but it's like I'm not gonna kill myself. But you know, like, it's like if you bomb so bad and then you do the next one and then you bomb again, you're like,
that's always like absolute
work. Two consecutive bombs.
Like, I knew it. It's a pattern.
Yeah. So I'm like, I need to win this fight because like I can't.
Yeah.
And then the fight I lost was that MSG.
You were fighting at MSG.
Wait, holy shit.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. Every Muslim that fought
at MSG. Jesus punched Sony Hinchcliffe at the face.
Every Muslim that fought at MSG won. Muhammad Ali, Leila Ali. And then I get there and I can't my ass. This bitch fought. She won unanimous decision. Like, it wasn't even like a close fight.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't.
It's okay. The legacy of Islam is still protected.
You know?
You didn't touch it.
Yeah. So I was just like, I was putting so much pressure on myself to win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You whereas,
like,
people,
whereas, like, every other fight I had, I was just having fun. Because boxing is a hobby for me. I'm not trying to, like...
Yeah.
Your hobby at MSG is pretty fucking
good. I'm not trying to, like, be world champion. That's not going to happen. Like, yeah. I've missed my mark. You know? But, like, I felt like I put so much pressure on myself to win because I was so embarrassed of my last fight. So I'm like, I have to win. And then I like made myself like spiral. That's not that man that I once was. Like, okay, I'm fine now. He, like, you know.
I bounce back and forth. Once, I speak for the pod. We bounce back and forth.
Once your panic attack is over, you're like, why was I so dramatic? Yeah. You know? I'm so crazy.
It's pretty, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
You just real like giggle at your step. Exactly. You're like, holy shit.
So after.
It's like taking off ankle weights to run.
So after I left, I was like, okay, like, you know.
They should have, like, post-panic attack, like, parties. I don't know. I think that sounds fun. Like,
that's what this podcast is.
Yeah. Like, a partiful. I don't know. It'd be a good vibe. Everyone's, like, kind of
partiful, I got over it.
Yeah. I think it's a good time.
So awful.
What got you into boxing originally?
So, like, it was because, like, I didn't like the way I looked. You know, I was like, I need to do something. And all the gyms were closed because it was COVID.
Mm.
And then there was this little boxing club in my town that was open.
Yeah.
Like, we don't, there were like super Republican and they're like, we don't believe in COVID. I'm like, great. I believe in COVID, but if you're not going to believe in it, to keep your establishment open, it benefits me.
Yeah.
So I just joined and I lost.
Plus a week, and it'd probably be easy to be.
I think I lost like 40 pounds in like 3 months. Like,
yeah.
Not even trying. Like, I was still eating. I was still, but like, just the how harsh physically it was. I lost so much weight so fast.
Damn.
Are you training with people who are like, also doing this like as like a serious hobby, or that are
I was training with a lot of like people that were trying to like compete and be and like go pro and all that. So like I was training at a level that was so out of norm, at anyone's norm. So like I just, and the weight just like melted, and I was, oh my god, I'm skinny. I was like, I'll show you my before and after. You're gonna be like, what the fuck? Because like it came out so fast.
Yeah.
So then they were like, you should compete, and I was like, okay. And it was like the best, worst decision I ever made. Cause like now I'm in too deep to stop. and it's so much fun.
Yeah, baby. But I mean, winning a fight's kind of...
It's so time-consuming, and I'm not making any money doing this. I'm like, this is such a... This is so insane. Like, well, literally...
That's right, stand-up.
When I was walking down to the ring at MSG, I'm like, tonight, kid.
Wait, yeah,
I joined a tournament called Ring Masters, which is like the best amateur fighters. And I made it to the finals, and the finals was at MSG.
God.
And then I got my ass kicked so bad.
Did you get, like, knocked out?
No, I didn't get knocked, and I went the whole thing, but, like, you know.
Like, you know, you're like, I'm losing.
I lost this. Like, you...
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, the first round, they were like, okay, do this, do that. So, like, by the final round, they were like, don't get knocked out. And then I was like, okay.
Have you ever gotten actually knocked out?
No, but I've been dropped.
What is that?
Like... I got hit so hard in the liver, like, I went straight down.
In the liver?
Yeah.
So I didn't, me and the boys have done that.
I didn't, like... We
used to do that every Friday, Saturday.
I didn't lose consciousness.
Yeah.
I didn't, like, lose consciousness when I got dropped.
Oh, have you, like, the liver? Like,
it just, like, if you get hit in the liver real hard, it takes, like, 3 seconds. So if you ever watch
the liver specifically?
Yeah, like if you ever watch like knockouts, if you ever they throw a body shot and then like the guy's up and then he like falls down. Like your body just shuts down. Like
it's like it charges so many things.
Like your knees give out. Like there's no way you could stand. Like it's
that's so scary. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be fun.
You know, doing comedy at MSG sounds scary. I'm like, if someone's trying to fucking punch me in the face.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Oh my god.
And then like after like I'm like walking down, everyone's like, congratulations, I lost, shut the fuck up.
Was there any like, did you have your family, friends or
anything? Yeah, it was so smart to see that. It was like, it's like because I never came to any of my other fights and then they came to that one because it was at the Garden.
Of course.
So it's like, imagine you're like, you're doing comic the Garden, it's the first time your friends see you and you just bomb through your dick. You're like,
ah. Totally.
But I bet you're so good to do that to them, they're like, it looks like a close fight. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't know what to look for. I'd be like, holy fuck, that's still
impressive. It's funny, because on Friday, a bunch of my Canadian friends came. I don't know if you guys saw Salma Hindi, Farooq, like, a bunch of my... They came, and then a bunch of my boxer friends came. And even though, like, I knocked her on the second round, I felt real sloppy the first round, because I was so out of my mind emotionally. So I went to my comedy, they all gathered together. And then my comedy friends were like, Nina, that was amazing. Oh my God. And then my smart friend was like, no, what the fuck was that? You looked awful in there. Like, it was so
It's like when your mom sees you just stand up and they're like, you were so good. It was the worst I've ever had.
Drastically different reactions. Like Selma was like, oh my God, you looked like Muhammad Ali in there. Emily was like, you look terrible, Nina. That was embarrassing. I was like, bitch, I won the fight. That's all I care about. Like,
yeah. Oh
my God. It's funny that you say, like, you don't know what to look for because non-boxers don't know. Mm-hmm. And then my box friends were like, that wasn't you. Like, you sparred better than you fought. I was like, I was so petty. I'm sorry. Panty.
Having a panty is great. Yeah. I love that term. Did you feel like it's made stand-up easier?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So much.
No, literally. Like, who cares? Like, no one laughs? They're going to pass out.
I went to St. Mark's after that in my outfit, and I was like, I don't give a fuck how this sounds.
That's sick.
Like,
that's
awesome. Some girl just tried to rip my head off, literally. Like,
yeah.
Fuck. That's so sick. Do you feel like that's a similar, like, competitive mentality? Like, are there, like, skills from it that you feel like you use in the stand-up?
I'm still pretty new to stand-up. I've only been doing it since, like, after COVID.
Oh, right on.
So, like, I started, like, my first show was, like, a couple months right before COVID, and then I didn't do it for a year. So, like, before that, I would, if my first joke didn't land, or, like, a joke towards in the beginning of my set didn't land, I would start to get so flustered and nervous, and I would bomb throughout the whole set because I never knew how to like get over the whole like.
I feel like my worst bombs have always been right out the gate.
Yeah, so because I never knew how to like. I'm just like, oh my God, oh my God. But now that I'm like, I can fight for 3 minutes and not be like flustered. I've gotten over the like the nervousness of it, so it's like, okay, that joke didn't work. I just move on and I can win them back. So like boxing taught me to like not crumble on stage.
Damn.
I used to
crumble so fast. So, like, I would have my first 2 jokes. I always knew that they worked. But, like, 3, 4, if they didn't work, my set was over. Mm-hmm. Or, like, sometimes your opener doesn't work. I'm like, oh, fuck.
It's also you just proved you're not.
And then I start to stutter. Yeah. And then the crowd sees you, like they feel you, and I start sweating, and like that went away. Totally. So now if I don't do well, it's just because my jokes were not funny. Now because like, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't get it together.
Oh, that's like a way better way to look at it.
So like before, I would bomb because I just couldn't deliver. Now it's like, oh, my set just sucked because I suck. Like, you know, it's not my nerves anymore. It's just me.
I did the best that I could.
Yeah.
Before it was... Say at the end of my life.
I couldn't even get to, like, being to the best that I could. Because I was so nervous.
Right.
Now I just don't care.
Well, that's cool. You've reached that.
It's great. It's so great.
Yeah,
it's
like, yeah.
It's a rite of passage.
Totally. What's your worst bomb, Maddie?
The worst bomb?
Yeah.
Oh man, maybe that one where was at that casino in Wisconsin, and I drove like 7 hours to get there. Oh, yeah. And then we get in and there's like a little stage and two people smoke it at the casino. I'm like 19. I'm like, this is the best day of my life. And then I get in and I was like, is this the stage? And they go, oh yeah, we're not using the stage. You guys are going to be behind the buffet. And so I was featuring this guy, and it's us and like literally like 3 75-year-old people like sitting behind the buffet. And it was like genuinely dead silence. Like maybe one chuckle for like 20 minutes.
So I basically had the same experience yesterday. I did the show in Pennsylvania. The worst moment of your life I just came from in a car. So, but imagine it's Charlie Anthony, who I wrote the show with, her friend's a poet. She's like doing a poetry release party thing, books before. I'm like, whatever. I'm always down for adventure. Like, we drive 3.5 hours, middle of nowhere. There's a yoga barn. Like, it's like a gas station diner and then a barn where people do yoga. And, like, I thought, okay, maybe some different people come in. It's like old grandma after old grandma, they all introduce themselves personally before the show. They're shaking our hands before the show. And it's, like, so awkward and bad. Sean goes up, does okay. I go up, and it's like, thank God there's, like, 5 young people there who, like, are, like, liking the stuff. And then just a sea of old whites hating me. Like, it's just a Fox News audience looking at me with horror and disgust. And there's like 3 90-year-old people there.
90?
Yeah, I was bombing Jesus. For people that have seen it all. And they weren't. and they couldn't relate to a single thing I said.
It's always weird when old people are like clutching their pearls. I'm like, you've done more than I've done in life.
It's also when old white people are like,
my worst bomb was at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood. First of all, I had no business being on that line. I was doing comics a month.
Oh,
first and foremost,
you sneak your way into things. You started boxing on MSG. Yeah,
no, like I'm doing comedy, and I said something Palestine, and this is years. This is like not like before, obviously, the genocide and all that.
Yeah.
And these guys in the crowd started screaming like Palestine doesn't exist, and they start like heckling me about politics.
That's Jesus insane. Christ!
And I'm full blooded Palestinian, so I'm getting like mad, and I'm like, I didn't know how to like channel my getting heckled into humor. And I was like, fuck you! Like it became like
It's tough when someone's like, your people don't exist.
Yeah,
it's not like a like. Hey, you know, girls suck.
It's like, how do you sound like you have a clever retort. You're like, I want to punch you in the mouth.
Yeah. So then some girl was like, shut up, asshole. And then the crowd like starts like fighting and the security comes. And I'm like, I'm jumping ship. And I'm like, okay, thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. And I look over and the host is nowhere to be found. So I had to like go back into my set after I just ended my set. And I'm like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, let me just do crowd work. Because I'm like, I don't even know what jokes I told. I was so flushed. I'm literally shaking. Like, I could feel the blood rushing through my body.
Holy shit.
And then I'm like, I'm talking to this couple. And they're like, I was like, oh. And they're like, oh, we're here visiting. And I'm like, how long have you been here in New York for? I'm in Los Angeles.
That's some shit.
And they're like, what? And it wasn't even funny. They were like confused.
They're like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And
the host comes running, and I go back to the crew, and I am sobbing. And I know I know it was bad. And my friends were like, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It was horrible, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
I don't like after a bomb, everyone's just like, yeah, so that's the worst thing that's ever. I don't really like someone.
They were trying to console me because I was inconsolable.
Oh,
and then, you know it was bad when the audience members DM'd you, like, are you okay?
No.
I've got more of that in my life than I care to admit.
Like, I was like, I'm going to jump off. the GW once I fly home tomorrow.
Oh, my God. That's...
But if that happened now, I just get down and punch him in the face. Like,
totally. No one's playing with it. Yeah. I think the crowd at this point would also boo him. Yeah. Be totally out.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It was so bad.
That's great.
I shouldn't have been on that show to begin with. I hadn't even done an open mic at that point.
Well, that's great. I got sick. Your networking skills
are great. I'm doing open mics now.
Yeah.
Just like running my material. Yeah. You should have been at that time.
Yeah, it's their fault. They should have vetted you more.
You know, I did it in reverse.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty amazing. That's their flustered thing. They kind of reminds me of one time we were doing a show together at NC State University.
Oh, my God.
And it was recently after I had a car accident and, like, got a pretty bad concussion, but the grind can never stop.
This is with Michelle, right?
Yeah.
Like Michelle Krishnasamy. If I see the comic here, but we started with him in North Carolina and he's on the show.
And so I went and did it.
Right?
Yeah, he was on the show. He was running it. And I went and did a show and I'm doing okay. And I said a joke and then I repeated the joke. Because
like,
I didn't.
Right after?
It was like a joke.
You said the joke twice?
I like couldn't remember that I said it several minutes ago. And, you know, it was like a joke that normally does well. And I'm like, did I say that before? People are like, yeah. And it was like, it was not like he wasn't funny. People were like scared for my head. They're like, this man is like a 22-year-old guy with like dementia right now.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I think I have a box of brain. I've got 3 concussions.
From what?
Just being a wild man. Well, one was a car accident, one was skateboarding, the other one I was drunk on a razor scooter. Went down.
Wow, well, they keep at least getting calmer and calmer and calmer. The next one, they'd be like, I stuck my toe so hard it had repercussions into my brain. Car crash, skateboarding, scooter. It's like,
so you both produced the show tonight. Do you guys do that together?
Sean Anthony was the original producer on it.
Yeah.
Because my friend just texted me and was like, can you ask if I could do a guest spot?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, let me ask them. I'm in the middle of a podcast.
But yeah, maybe after we can check the line and see the audio and stuff. Yeah.
So, but do you guys plan to produce this show or do you like.
We just produced that show. But,
where are your, what home clubs are you guys at and stuff?
We started together in North Carolina.
So you lived in North Carolina?
Yeah, we met when we were like 16 and 18 in North Carolina.
Were you guys dating?
No. We're just like best friends.
That's so cute. Yeah. I love that.
Us and our little like crew of friends started in North Carolina and like one in Chicago. And then after Chicago, a bunch of us came here.
That's so nice.
Yeah, we've traveled together through like a nomadic comedic group.
Yeah.
Following the North Star.
Yeah, I met Kenny to the first open mic I ever did.
Oh my God, can I?
And now we're like.
Yeah, totally.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And I remember it was like she was so good out the gate. It like terrified me and my friend Sam. Like, it was
that
like in the
so
end of all
nice.
Savings for
you guys school. Are, like, literally, like, a real-life, like, sitcom. real-life friends.
Yeah, we just been moving around, and it's like, now it is time.
Yeah, unbelievable.
As the prophecy foretold, we must go to New York.
Question.
City.
Yeah. As I hosted a show for TLC about, like, dating and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, how do you guys maneuver, like, relationships being, like, best friends and stuff? Does that,
I mean, has close
that
friends ever, like... Or...
I feel like I couldn't really date someone who was, like, so jealous that they couldn't handle me having, like, a male best friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that would be so sad for me.
I'll say some of my exes were jealous about it. But it's like, who wouldn't be jealous of that?
I was going to say, you probably have a harder time than she does. Because guys are more, like, understanding when it comes to that stuff, where women are like, that's not okay. Like, I bet she wants to fuck you. Like, you know how girls are.
My current girlfriend, that's not that at all. Okay.
I feel like you're like kind of buddy.
And totally. And I also think a guy having women friends is like a green flag.
Yeah.
Instead of like, the only women I talk to are like people I'm fucking and like my family members. Like,
I
think it's, in the past there has been some jealousy for sure.
I mean, it's like weird. I guess it's also like harder when you're younger, versus now you're like, we're like all almost like 30. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's also like, they're together for like 10 years. So I'm like, what long game is that? Like,
it would have happened if it was going to happen.
Yeah, like, I think we're chilling.
Yeah.
I mean, just being in a relationship as comedians alone is just hard.
It's so fucking hard. I've only ever dated comics, and I'm like,
oh my God!
I know.
Why would you ever do that to yourself?
I'm trying to be better about it. But it's hard to find other people who work the same hours and understand, hey, I'm going to be busy, like, ideally every weekend and every night. I can hang out weekdays during the day. It's like,
it's a tough schedule.
Musicians, maybe, but it's
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you dating right now? Or, oh, sorry, I don't know if you want to talk about that.
No, I was married, but I was married before I was a comedian.
Oh, shit.
And I feel like if I was a comedian while I was married, that would have caused some chaos.
Yeah, I think people I've talked to that were married and started stand-up, they're kind of like, I didn't sign up for this.
Because it takes so much time, and then, yeah, you are, like, out late at night all the time at bars and stuff. Yeah. It's like...
It's also funny to be like, my life isn't fulfilling enough, I need to chase this other ethereal dream. And it's like, ideally, like, your wife and kid should, like, fill that hole in within your soul. I need to stay out till 1 a.m, like, doing a joke about an ad I saw about Target. And that
beats me. Even about my wife.
Yeah. About my dumb wife. You're like, where are you? Why don't you love me? Why am I not?
You know, wives are always like, please don't. I need you.
Stop getting in the Subaru to drive 45 minutes.
The only successful couple that are both comics is like Hannah Berner and her husband.
Yeah. Oh, that's like Moshe Kasher and Natasha Leggero. And
I feel like there's a couple other. There's a couple more. Let's get the new rent.
Well, they're not both comics, but they're both in comedy. Chelsea, what's her face, and Jordan Peele.
Oh, Bretta?
Chelsea Bretta, yeah.
There's a few, but I think for the most part,
it's a tough.
They're also all like millionaires. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they're like really successful. It's like, that's what, whenever a celebrity couple doesn't work out, I'm like, what do you mean? If we were like eating shrimp on a yacht every night, I could fall in love with it. Like, what do you mean you broke up?
What are you even talking about? I was actually talking about this earlier. Like,
your money is just dating her money.
Yeah.
I feel like when there is a lot of like, let's go here, let's go there, let's travel and shop, what is there to fight about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You just get, yeah, like it's all just a permanent good time. You're like, you're in a vacation relationship.
Yeah.
It's like when people are like, they do long distance and you, every time you're together, you have to see each other, so you're just doing fun shit. You're like, I love her. It's like, yeah, you just do fun shit together. You're not doing the boring parts of life.
Yeah.
So. Of course.
Yeah. If me and the love of my life couldn't afford chicken tenders, I'd be like, I'm fucking hate you.
Well, let me tell you, that's why I know I'm cool. It's because consistently be broke. I have other responsibilities. I have a job and stuff. But, like, they're still in it. They're in it to win it. But I also have a great first game, you know? Like, it's like, I'll pay for stuff when I can, and I'll pay for it a lot.
I remember, is this okay to talk about?
Totally.
That when we first, I moved here first, and then Kenyon moved in, and it worked out to be an extra room, so I was like, oh, well, come live here. And when Kenyon first moved here, the way that he was going on first dates was like old school, like, 1920s, like, Goldwyn Mayer movie, like, rolling out the red carpet, like, fucking doves and rose petals, and I'd be like, who is this girl? And he'd be like, it's a girl from Hitch. You were going so hard.
Yeah, it's like, really embarrassing when it's not a good time. Like, it's a nice restaurant and a fun activity, and then you're like, we have zero chemistry. You're like, well, we're just sitting in this really well-lit location. Got it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Canadian comics,
not recommend.
Trying to be good, yeah.
It's not rich and famous.
Yeah, then you could probably pull it off.
Yeah.
What's like the worst date you've ever been on?
This guy, he was a teacher, and friends set us up, and he was a guy who didn't want to settle down, I'm looking for a wife, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, great, cool. He picked me up, he brought me flowers, we went out, we had dinner, we had hookah. It was so much fun. We talked for hours. It was so nice. Drove me home, opened the door for me, nothing, good night, get like whatever. Amazing. I'm like doting. I'm telling my friends, oh my God, it was the best first date ever, blah, blah, blah. Next morning, 8 a.m., sends me a dick pic.
8 a.m.?
Brutal.
8 a.m.?
Yeah. To be that horny that early.
And then I was like, bro, was this an accident? Then he sends me a video of him ejaculating. And I was like, this has to be... So I'm like, wait, what? And then an hour later, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know what got into me.
Ooh.
Well,
at least you found that out pretty quickly.
And I'm like, I couldn't fathom that was the same guy I hung out with the next four.
That's insane. I thought
we talked zero about sex. We talked about like it was like how's your family, how, your goals, your aspirations. Like why are you a teacher? Why am I a comedian? Like just amazing talk. Like paid for the date.
But then what would be part of it is like you're jerking off to my goals.
Like, paid for the date. They didn't even like look up that waiter. He was like, I got this. Like, just so nice.
It's crazy too because 8 a.m. is like, are you even hard to be here? That's just like morning wood.
8 a.m.
The thing. The thing is, when I got annoyed, she advanced even more. He escalated.
Oh, that's weird.
Because I was like, bro, what the fuck? Then sends me a video. Let's talk.
Oh, that's fucking crazy.
You escalated. Instead of being like, sorry, that was an accident, but to send you a script, like, I'm not going to be mad if you have dick pics in your phone. Like, I'm sure you've sent it before. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. If he played it off like it was an accident, he was so nice, I would have believed him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally.
Was it a good dick?
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
Sad.
Even more tragic.
Dude, that's fucked up.
The amount of decent dicks on horrible men.
He was like 6'3".
Damn. That's great because it's
tenure,
like,
everything. Nice car, nice family.
Is this what you're telling yourself as you're like, am I overreacting? It's like, okay, gross, negative. Just one, this one very creepy thing.
I couldn't fathom that he did that.
No, that's fucking insane.
Again, he sent it and was like, I'm so sorry. I would have been like, okay, we'll just talk about that. Like, you know, like it was an accident. Like, maybe I gave him the, but then the video, I wasn't.
No.
Yeah, after
you. Who's thinking, no, this will wear over. If you hated the dick pic, you'll love the sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
8 a.m. is just the crazy part.
I'm like, oh, he's texting me the morning, beautiful. And then I'm like, oh, whoa.
No.
God. That's insane.
I don't think I've ever been that horny that early. I've never been that excited about anything that early, to be honest. 8 a.m. and I truly, like, that's when I want to kill myself. I just need a cup of coffee to go walk.
Who's awake at 8 in the morning?
Yeah, but people with a job. That's not like a crazy job. It's like 4 in the morning. I mean,
it was
that's
a Saturday. Yeah. It was a Saturday. He's a teacher. He was off. Boys sleep in.
That's
your day off.
That is weird. Do you think he slept at all? Do you think he was jacked from the day? He's just edging all night? He's like, yeah, okay.
I don't know what made him that aroused. Was it the $200 bill? Like, I don't know. Like, it went to a nice place.
It also is so weird because it sounds like he's so charismatic in person that it's like, oh, you're almost like, I don't want to use the word shy, but it's like, that's like a socially awkward, weird thing to do. Like, you know how to make him, I don't know. That's fucking weird behavior.
Yeah.
What the best date you've ever been on? Unless I read up to like talking about dating, we don't have to.
Let's just say it was in another country.
Nice.
I got a first class to get to another country.
God Ooh, damn.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, that's pretty sweet.
Most like you can do those epic data bills.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like you're a frontier to Cleveland. I don't even know. That's fucking
that's
awesome.
That's crazy.
Well, it's been a really good time in the cast. You want to just like tell everyone where to find you?
That went by so fast. You guys are so far.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, just at Nina Carufa. Yeah. I post all my shows and my boxing matches. I'm probably going to fight again soon.
Yeah.
I'll be in LA most September. I will be filming something special that I can't talk about right now.
Okay.
I also judge a lot of the roast battles at the Comedy Store and at the New York Comedy Club.
That's awesome.
Check them out. And yeah.
Yep.
Watch my podcast I posted with Eva Evans.
Super hilarious.
Love for that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, follow me.
All right. Yeah, no problem. Thanks for doing it.
Patreon.com/phone is in the bag. We have more for you there. And I'm on Instagram. I'm at @TeamWeeder. I've got some road dates coming up. You can check those out. Link in my bio and sign up for my daily list to see when I'll come into your city.
Yeah. Can you comedy? Check out Post Moves with Mark Bayou every single Sunday. I don't know when this comes out, but I'm going to be in Atlanta basically this upcoming weekend, August 29th through the 30th, featuring for Tip Teddy on Fritz. Come through.
See you next week.
Maddie Wiener, I just found you.
Let's go.
Yeah, thanks for doing it, man. So
yeah.
If there's anything you want to cut or anything.
You have to do two comments on a bench. How did you get out to be Fallon, bitch? You know what's so fucking crazy? My manager is Tracy Ellis Ross's dad.
Damn.
Right? Diana Ross's ex-husband.
Right on.
And he can get me.